وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات ليستخلفنهم في الأرض كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم. And Allah has promised those among you who believe and they work righteous deeds that Allah will give them establishment upon the earth just as Allah established those who came before, them. The lives of each and every one of us are not free from trial and testing. And it is the true believers who shall remain steadfast, my brothers and sisters. So we should look at the hardships that come before us in our daily lives. And we should look at them as tests and opportunities to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And see them as a doorway, a path to be trodden before the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are bestowed upon us. Even if that takes some time, meaning that a person will be tried and tried day after day, week after week, year after year, with difficulty and poverty and loss. But the bounty of Allah will come. The blessings of Allah will come and the mercy of Allah will come. The ease will come to you. Because after hardship, there is ease for the believer. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace that difficulty and that hardship and those trials. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace them with His blessings and His bounty and His mercy. And this is why the issue of halal and haram is so important. That sometimes a person is suffering with difficulty and hardship and he is presented with options. If you take that which is haram, maybe this hardship will leave you. You're hungry, you're poor, you're in poverty. Do something haram and bring some wealth in. Abandon that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you with and maybe something will come. So people enter into that which is haram thinking that it will bring them ease and prosperity. But fear Allah, my brothers and sisters, just as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a narration, he said, Jibreel whispered into my heart, tell them, O Muhammad, to be moderate in striving for your livelihood. In a narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, fear Allah and be moderate in seeking a livelihood. For no soul shall die up until it has received all of its provision. Even if that is slow in coming, as he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So fear Allah, O people, he said, fear Allah and be moderate in seeking your livelihood. Take what is halal and leave that which is haram. The hadith reported by Ibn Majah in his Sunan, and it is sahih. So the affair is that your provision will come to you. It's a matter of patience. It's a matter of being moderate, not falling into that which is haram. Because a person will do that which is haram to hasten what he believes is his provision. He wants it now, he wants it quick. Halal and haram is not the question in his mind. What is in his mind is how quickly he can get that provision or that wealth. Patience, my brothers and sisters. Knowing that you'll be tried. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullahu ta'ala mentioned in al-Fawa'id. He said that a man asked Imam Shafi'i rahimahullahu ta'ala saying, Ya Aba Abdullah. So a man came to Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah and he said, Oh Abu Abdullah, which of the two is better? A man who is given establishment, abundant bounties from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he is grateful, or the one who is tried so that he may be patient? So which of the two is better? The one who is given abundance and establishment so that he can be grateful to Allah, or the one that is tried so he can show his patience in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Imam Shafi'i rahimahullahu ta'ala, he responded. He said he is not given establishment or abundance until he is tried. Allah tried Nuh and he tried Ibrahim, and he tried Muhammad, salawatullahi alayhim ajma'een. He tried them all. So when they showed patience, then Allah established them upon the earth and Allah gave them abundance. A man should never think, he said, a man should never think that he will be freed from pain and from distress instantly. So this is not the attitude of the believer. A believer should never imagine that as soon as a trial comes upon him, that instantly he'll be freed. All he has to do is show patience for 5 minutes. No. The path of trials is a path that is trodden for a long period of time before the bounty and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. And Allah gives His establishment and reward. Allah will test them. And then Allah will give them establishment. And Allah will reward them and give them abundance to those who believe, those who work righteous deeds. Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. And Allah has promised those among you who believe and they work righteous deeds that Allah will give them establishment upon the earth just as Allah established those who came before them. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions those who have iman, a promise from your Lord. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never breaks His promises. A promise from your Lord for those who have iman and they work righteous deeds. Meaning that they have tasdeeq. They believe in Allah. They trust in Allah. They turn to Allah. They have iman in Allah. They have iman in the revelation that was sent to our messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then they act. Then they act. They worship Him. They obey Him. They do that which is obligated upon them and they keep away from that which is haram. Then Allah will give them that abundance of establishment upon the earth. Just as Allah established those who came before them. This is the outcome of the one who is patient and the one who is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned in Al-Wabil Al-Sayyib min Al-Kalam Al-Tayyib. He said, Allah asks, beautiful words from Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, this great imam who would just by with a handful of words would fill the hearts of the people with hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and guide them to the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ibn Qayyim said that Allah asks that you make yourselves from those who when He bestows upon them bounty, He is grateful. When He tries him, He is patient. When he commits a sin, He seeks forgiveness. These three affairs are the embodiment of the happiness of the servant. These three affairs, they are the embodiment of the happiness of a servant. The distinguishing sign of his success in this life and in the next life. The servant must never detach himself from these three affairs ever. And he should be constantly alternating between these three levels. What are they? When Allah bestows upon you His bounty, you are grateful. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tries you, you are patient. When you fall into sin and transgression, you seek forgiveness. The believer alternates between these three states. Either you are grateful and patient and you seek Allah's forgiveness, or one or more of these is absent from your life. And when it is absent, you are in loss. It's easy to be grateful when you are given bounty upon bounty upon bounty. But when the trial strikes, how long will you be patient? Because patience is required. Just like the woman that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed by. And she was crying. Openly crying at the loss of her child after the battle. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed her by and he said to her, be patient. She said, who are you to tell me to be patient? Do you know my loss? So the messenger walked away. The people said to her, do you know who you have just spoken to? Do you know who he is? That was Rasulullah. So then she hastened to the house of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and she said, ya Rasulullah, by Allah, I did not know it was you. I didn't know it was you, ya Rasulullah. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, patience is at the first strike of calamity in the sadmatil ula.